Your first mistake was taking my kindness for weakness. Your second mistake was thinking I was not going to respond to all the unethical, unprofessional treatment that has come my way. Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, in particular, Columbus, Ohio. This morning's podcast, a couple of topics I want to talk about this morning. But first and foremost, tomorrow starts a religious period for Muslims known as Ramadan. I am not Muslim, but I would like to say to the Muslim community, Assalamu alaikum. To the management personnel, you have to understand that this is a religious period in the Muslim faith, and we should be respectful to that faith and to that culture. Next thing I want to move along to is, if you'll notice in our post office, the kitchen is closed again. Well, it stayed closed for about 2 or 3 years. I'm sorry. It stayed closed for a while. And then it was open last week, and now it's closed again. Well, again, postal management, wow, some really, really creative people when it comes to getting something really messed up. Most people were under the impression that the kitchen was closed due to the post office not being able to perform background checks on the employees. Well, it's come to my knowledge that, stand by, because it gets interesting and it gets comically sad. The post office gave the kitchen a date by which they must be open, or they were going to redo the contract or re-bid the contract. Well, the kitchen met that date, and now it seems that there's a problem with having the kitchen inspected. And from my understanding, because the kitchen is located inside the post office, finding the right agency that comes in and performs the inspection, I guess that's not a very easy task. But if the post office allowed them or gave them a date to be open, one would think that before you give me draw a line in the sand that I must be open on this date, one would think that all of the other background checks that the agency needed to do would have already been completed. But it's my understanding that it's not. And right now, that's what the holdup is, finding the right agency to come in and perform the inspection. It is also my understanding that the OOD, Opportunity for Ohio's with Disabilities, that agency is also involved trying to get this situation resolved and get the kitchen open for the employees at the Citygate facility. Next thing I want to talk about this morning is for the APWU personnel. I haven't actually been in the back area really observing, nor should I be. But I'm sure that seeing how the plant manager was a former APWU president and well-versed in APWU contract compliance, I'm sure that your issues at least have been addressed in the back. And I'm certain, and I say that because I really don't know, that you are now staffed properly so that you have two people on a machine instead of the one that you always had before the new plant, the acting plant manager took office. So at least I'm sure that's taken care of. But if not, please let me know and we can talk about it. Overtime in the facility. Again, we have all these extra employees there. But before I address overtime, I want to address one other issue. If the post office can come to the union, local president, and request to go over complement, why can't the post office go to postal headquarters and request supervisors over complement? Because all this work and all these ideas that the new acting plant manager has and wants to put in effect, you still have areas in the post office that do not have supervision. Now, they probably want to talk to you about a managerial matrix that says X number of supervisors for X number of people. But if we're going over that cap, then that should allow additional supervision, because religiously, consistently, you don't have supervision in your flat area. Now, every once in a while, someone will go back there, but there's no supervisor in your flat area. And that's an automated area that gives you the opportunity to get a great return on investment if the agency would handle it properly. So you're getting extra employees, but you're not getting extra supervisors. So you have more people being unsupervised in areas, and it's going to cause additional problems. Let's move right to the universal sorter. They choose not to staff that with a supervisor. And again, the universal sorter, good supervision and a good operating plan, you can run almost any mail on the universal sorter. And again, it is a automated piece of equipment design. It's a universal mail sorter. That's what it is. But Columbus feels I don't have to supervise it either. And trust me, this is not a podcast that's pro-management in any form. This just goes to show you how management always wants to bring the issue or the problem to the employees and never take it on their own shoulders and correct it. So again, you got extra employees, but you don't have the foresight enough to understand that you have to staff these areas with management, allow management to control your mail flow and your mail volume, and then maybe you can get a return on investment and it can stop a lot of the unnecessary nitpicking with your employees. I'm just saying. And now we get to overtime for the mail handler. Hey, listen, again, the overtime desire list is so simple that only Columbus could really mess it up like that. I'm kind of at a loss for words, because the union is either helpless or I don't know what other word, because it doesn't seem to be addressed properly. You still have MHAs working over 8 hours while employees on the overtime desire list are not being maxed out on overtime. And again, that's a very simple violation. But you allow management, the union allows management to skip over people on the list because they want drivers. And let me tell you, that special skill set does not apply to the drivers when it talks about having the skill set necessary for the job. Because as I said today, and as I said many times in the past, you bring the overtime list in to provide the immediate work needed, or you bring the overtime list in to relieve MHAs of the unnecessary obligation of working over 8 hours. So when they start talking that you only drivers are coming in, that is wrong. That's wrong on so many levels, but our union don't seem to be able to combat that. Well, here's a key point that I want the members in Columbus to think about. It's my understanding that today, the local president will be making a visit to Columbus, Ohio. You might want to ask him. And if you ask him, again, as a dues-paying member, you should expect a response. And that response should be something other than talk to your local union here. Because he made a point of making sure your president ain't there to answer that question. So ask him, because he's actually the president. Also, I hope you had an opportunity to see the Facebook post that I put up, where I displayed with a PowerPoint presentation how I thought then, and I still thought, that the local misappropriated funds when it comes to disbursements to each branch. You might want to ask the local president about that as well. I mean, again, he's coming to the office on Monday, so I'm sure he won't mind answering those questions, and you and I may learn something as a result of that. Whatever you do, members, please do not ask the local president why your branch president cannot go back in his office. You can ask him anything you want, but don't ask him that. And with respect to that Facebook video on the Entertainment Fund PowerPoint, it is hoped that members and branches, especially Indiana, your larger branches, and again, all of Local 304 should investigate to see did your branch receive its fair share. But in the larger branches, you took more of a cut. So again, that was a document that really turned the local president against me because I challenged him. And members, look at that PowerPoint presentation and tell me, do you think that there should be questions asked? And if you look at the presentation and you're okay with your branch not getting its full share of entertainment funds, then okay, you're okay. I wasn't, and I raised the issue. Hey, so remember, local president should be in Columbus, Ohio today. All those questions you've been asking me, ask him, and he should provide answers for you. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge, quick postal podcast this morning. And remember, Ramadan starts today. Let's be respectful of the Muslim holiday. Have a great day, everyone.